Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Our question, what is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. Well, I'm a new flight attendant. Started almost 6 months ago.
All right. How long's the training for that? I'm just curious.
It was 4 weeks of intense training.
What makes it intense? What is it, the emergency protocols or what?
Well, a lot of people think, you know, we just stand up there and look good and hand out sodas, but
some people look good. Some people do not. Yeah,
that's me. Yeah, I'm the good looking.
You're
the
good looking one. All right,
but it's mostly life saving. We're doing everything up there. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, we might have someone in row 22A having chest pains while somebody in 3C is having anxiety. We're dealing with multiple things at once, but most of the training deals with saving a life. And I had that opportunity the day I actually graduated. I got my wings pinned. My son was there with me. And I was ready to go home. I was exhausted. So we board the plane. I'm still in my uniform. I'm doing what's called deadheading home. And right after takeoff, about 2 minutes into the climb out, a passenger in front of me hit the flight attendant call button. And I was so close to him, I got up and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he told me that he had like numb fingers and just didn't feel right. So another flight attendant came up and we kind of went through our questions and determined that it wasn't really serious, but we were going to keep a close eye on him and it might be low blood sugar. And he got up, went to the bathroom, came back and said he felt better. And I said, hey, buddy, I'm 2 rows behind you sitting with my son. If you need anything, you just wave your hand. About 10 minutes later, he waves his hand and I go up to him and he said, do you have a row that I could lay down in? So I go look back and I see my son sitting there. I'm like, yeah, you can have our row. We were going to move and let him have it so he could just lay down. And he stood up, he looked at me, and then all of a sudden his eyes rolled behind his head and he collapsed in my arms.
This is the first freaking day that you've got your pins.
Yeah, I've got my brand new wings and here I am with a guy completely gone. He's just in my arms, his legs folded under him, so it's an awkward position. I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna break a leg. Or so I had to reach under his thighs to lift him up straight so I could lay him down, and I got him into what we call a recovery position, and I'm yelling medical. I ended up having to back away because they found a doctor and we got all of the medical kits out and everything where they were working on them. And I helped secure the cabin. We made an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas, out of all places.
Jesus. Wow.
Did you just go to first class and say, will the doctor stand up, please?
No, they did make an announcement if there's a doctor on board. And
what if it's a dentist?
Yeah, I know. What kind of doctor? Because my
uncle, he's a professor at a university, teaches history.
Yeah, my uncle's a doctor, but he's a botanist. So in theory, he could jump up. But
I'm a botanist. I got this.
Unless the man is a plant, he can't help it. By the way, did the doctor pop out of first class?
The doctor, I couldn't tell you where the doctor was sitting, I know that he did take an aisle seat and laid over the top of him while we were landing. We're assuming it was a heart attack. And he would come in and out of consciousness, grab his chest and complain that it was hurting real bad. And thankfully, we got down on the ground quick. I mean, I've got to give it to these flight attendants and the pilots, how they're when somebody's in distress like that, everything is about getting them to the ground as safely and quickly as possible, get them into an ambulance and get them to where they need to go. And I'm praying the guy's okay.
You proved it because you sprang into action, man. I mean, good on you. That's insane to me that that is day one.
How does the flight work? Like, if you're making an emergency landing, like, does Amarillo just say, hey, every other plane, you can't land right now?
You can only land there in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, they'll make a call right away to the tower and request a diversion city for medical. And, yeah, they'll clear everything for just us to be able to come in right away. I don't think Amarillo has a lot of traffic in their pattern.
I don't think they do, no.
And, hey, I got lucky, too. I was one of the first to be stuck in one of the tower closures.
Oh, nice.
A week ago. Yeah, Jesus, it was great. Jesus. 2 hours. 2 hours we sat
down. Man, how old is your son? Since he had to witness all this to see dad spring into action, how old is he?
Phoenix is 15 years old.
Okay, oh, so he's old enough to absorb what's going on and all
that
kind of
thing. Yeah, he was pretty shook up. And, you know, he just became a lifeguard this summer over at, you know, one of the wild waves over there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it was
so he's actually gotten some training, too.
He did, and he was really eager to ask a lot of questions. And we ended up missing the flight home because we had to connect through another city, and we ended up having to overnight in another city. Of course, I wanted to go home, but that wasn't happening.
Now, wait a minute. As a flight attendant, do you get any kind of juice on bumping yourself up to another flight if it's on the same airline?
Not really. It's kind of a standby thing, so it goes by seniority order for sure.
What made you want to be a flight attendant? Everyone treats you?
Nah, I was 20 years as one of those ramp guys out there, and my shoulder started really giving me a lot of heartache, and I talked to my wife and said, hey, there's a flight attendant opening, and when she gave me the thumbs up, so it's like, this is happening.
Is there still those agents that fly on the plane? What are those guys called again?
Air marshals?
Air marshals. Yeah. Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't really go into depth
on
that.
No. Yeah, I always play the game just as I'm sitting there.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know
who
they are.
Who's the air marshal? No bags, you know, walks on without a jacket.
So what route do you get on the flight deck? Some people, you know, they're always flying from here to Dallas, Dallas back to Seattle. What is your main destination?
Being new, I get to, like, Midland, Texas, to where there's, like, a garbage can that I can view on my layover. Wichita.
Oh,
I get the greatest there. But
what would be your goal if they said, look, tell you what, you saved a man's life on your first day on the job. You can pick any route you want. Which one are you taking?
It'd definitely be to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah?
I would jump all over Hawaii if I had that opportunity.
Well, would you take that over an international flight? Like if they said, look, we also have Tokyo, we have London, we have Paris. You still take Hawaii?
I would, just because of the fact that it's paradise there, you know, and being able to just go out on the beach and all year long, it's just perfect weather there.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of delays to land. I mean, maybe coming back.
Right. But
you might get in some crap. But at least if you're going to Hawaii, you're going to get to Hawaii. Yeah, or you're going to end up in the Pacific Ocean.
Now, where are you based out of again that you got all these small towns in Texas?
My base would be in Oakland, California.
Okay.
All right.
And
so I commute to work.
Do they train you to obviously you have to stay calm if something definitively is going wrong. But one thing, you know, as a passenger that knows nothing, every once in a while, you'll hear like little dings. So maybe there's like ding, yes, ding. And the flight attendant seemed pretty cool. And I go, there's nothing weird going on. And I know that I believe different airlines have different ding systems. But I do recall being on a flight. I heard three dings. And just the look on the flight attendant's face told me something has gone very, very wrong. They're not going to tell us what it is. I know that. But they were moving very briskly and they seemed very concerned and they were hovering around the cockpit. So is it different per airline as far as their ding system?
You know, I'm assuming it's all pretty much the same. Like when you mentioned that we double check each other's work, that's pretty common in all of the industry. When arming the doors, we're double checking and disarming doors. I'll look over and make sure that my coworker's door is secured or armed or disarmed.
Okay. As a flight attendant, is there anything that you would like to tell the average airline traveler that would be beneficial to help you with your job? Is there something that, like, as far as just getting your bag up quick, clearing the aisle, is there something that you say, like, look, this could really help everybody involved? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, a couple of things. If you get on board, stow that bag, go in the overhead bin, and take your seat, we'll be able to get you out on time. And we actually make those announcements. Another thing too is if there is an evacuation, don't worry about that carry-on bag. Trust me, that's the last thing. There was a crash in Russia just about 10 years ago where everyone was trying to grab their carry-on bags while the back of the airplane's on fire.
Jesus.
And unfortunately, it killed half the passengers because everything
they fell out the window.
Yeah, there was nothing. And everyone needed their carry-ons, and it's just not worth it. And seconds matter. We want to get you off that airplane in less than 90 okay. seconds if we can.
And one last question for you, man.
Sure.
Why do you think, because it's something I do not understand, and every flight I've ever been on, I see people do this, before the overheads get completely packed, people get on the plane, they see an overhead bin, and they put their carry-on up there. I'm like, cool. And then they walk 12 rows back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, for whatever, like, nobody wants to just put their bag over their own goddamn seat, and I do not understand it. And I feel like it ends up taking everyone longer to get on and off the plane.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know the reasoning for it. I've been trying to figure that out since I've only been doing this about 6 months, and I couldn't give you a definitive answer okay. on that one.
I think that people just panic. They worry they're not going to find any space, so they just see an open space and throw it in there.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I swear to God, that's my whole theory on it.
But just put your bag over your seat, man. You know where you're sitting. Just put it there.
Is there, like a bartender would tell you, there's certain drinks that just kind of like raise your attention, that fly a flag. Is there one drink that you serve on a plane where you're like, oh, no, this guy.
What we're saying is Jack Daniels.
What is it?
Hot chocolate when it's only a 30-minute, 40-minute flight, and you're like, oh, no, because you've got to actually rip open the package, stir it, get it ready.
I've read that someplace.
What's the most annoying request that you get on the regular? The regular request, you're just like, Jesus
Christ. What if it's a six-year-old kid? He just wants a hot chocolate.
Right.
The most regular request, in terms of what is frustrating?
Yes.
It's got to be the hot chocolate or, you know.
Hot chocolate.
I never would have guessed hot chocolate, man.
No, me neither. That would not have been on my list.
You know, I'm gonna just to be a D. Flight, I'm gonna do it next time I get on.
Can
the flight.
I get a Jack and hot chocolate?
If it's a 2-hour flight, if it's a 2-hour flight, that's not an issue. But sometimes, you know, we have those really short hops, and we're like, oh no, I've got to get 80 people served in less than 15
this
minutes.
This idiot wants a hot chocolate.
Whiskey and hot chocolate doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't at all.
And they don't get a chance to drink it because by then we're already collecting everything.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Okay.
I went out for a month with a flight attendant. Her big thing for me, she was just like, just don't hit the call button for booze. She's we're probably going to cut you off.
Well, to be fair, now Miles has hit the call button for booze, but he pressed mine.
Yeah.
And that was very uncomfortable. His flight attendant even said, is this for the gentleman behind you? I'm like, no. Can I get a double vodka soda? And she's like, you've been drinking Jack all day. I'm like, I'm just switching up my appetite. She's like, well, that's funny because the guy behind you has been drinking double vodka sodas. I'm like, I don't even know the guy. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm tapping him on the shoulder like, you get it?
Oh, yeah. The look on her face was like, I know you're full of S, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she was.
Because we used to argue about it. And then, again, we only hung out for like a month or two. She was like, hey, tell Miles that is a red giveaway. That you've probably already had too many or whatever. She's like,
that's why
if you can't wait in the time in between for us to get there, you're hitting that call button. She's like, I know.
Well, they only come across once, and Miles needs a couple during the flight.
They
already cut him off.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they
that's
didn't.
Why they wouldn't. If you ordered a drink, they would not bring you a drink. They did. That's why you hit my button. So they already knew he'd had too much. Because that's why
I'm so thirsty.
That's thirsty.
Yeah. Oh,
some of the flights, if like when I fly across the country, they come by a couple times, but like it's not that hard. Basically, sometimes I'll just get up to go to the bathroom, just be like, "Hey, I'm up in whatever. Can I buy another beer?" And they're like, "Sure." So she's like, "You can do that," but mm-hmm. she was just like, "You start hitting that button just for drinks." Man. She's like, "It's a red flag."
I rolled back there one time to get a drink, and they looked at me like I was weird.
Oh, really?
Like, why in the hell are you back here kind of a thing?
Because you have the booze.
Yeah. Usually we ask you to wait until we come by. Like, okay.
I would say 50%
of the... Did you pre-jump the first serving?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I've gotten another
one. What happened to the Biscoff cookies? Have they gotten rid of those?
No, I still get them, man.
They're
on Alaska.
Depends on the airline.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I got Biscoff on my last flight, and I could barter with the kids, right? Because as soon as we got them, we're all eating them. And my daughter's like, are you going to finish them? I said, what are you going to do for me? Seriously, what are you going to do for me if I give you the rest of my Biscoff? Because these are really good, babe. She's like, well, let me think about it. I said, you got like 30 seconds
because I'm going to eat them.
I'm going to finish the bag. So I ended up finishing my Biscoff. She was disappointed. But again, she ate hers. But the flight attendant was very kind. I said, hey, can I get another Jack? And can we get another bag of Biscoff? And I just thumbed at my daughter. And she's like, oh, of course. So when she came back, she gave my daughter two bags of Biscoff.
There we go.
And my daughter, she didn't say it, but the look on her face was, F you, old man. Right? I mean, just they both plopped down.
You're the one that hooked her up, man.
I know, man.
Come on.
Still.
What is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-RUN.
I was next to a, I would say, I don't know how to describe it, strange, different. This couple was, God damn it, I don't know how to say this. Like, maybe they were a little off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, not entirely. Like maybe, I know you're trying to find a
like
safe word.
Like, I don't
want to
say there's something wrong with them mentally, but maybe it wasn't all there.
I got you, okay.
Right? Like, they were playing a very specific card game and counting faster than I could count in my life.
Okay.
Right? But then they fell asleep during the thing. So then they woke up, and I don't know. They just didn't seem really, like, I tried to engage them once. They didn't want to talk. I'm having a couple beers, and I see them kind of looking over. But then I hear her go, like, oh, man, we didn't get our Biscoff. I was like, oh, hey.
I got you.
I got two right here.
In my pocket.
And we were super friends. So you're okay. Right. I don't know how to explain it.
Biscoff.
You got a couple Biscoffs on a flight. You can get anybody on your team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Michaela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola, Bitsola. Well, I got to SeaTac Airport a few years ago about 4:30 in the morning after a night of playing league darts. So I had been, you know, imbibing in the tequila.
Oh.
And I feel like, right? I feel like there's someone looking at me. But you're at SeaTac, so you run into people. You live in Seattle. No big deal. I'm drunk. I'm not paying attention. And it's Southwest Airlines. I'll never fly Southwest again. Open seating. And I'm standing in line, and I'm standing behind my brother. We're on my way to my cousin's wedding. Did I mention it was Valentine's Day? And four people in front of me, I see a Seahawks jersey with my ex-husband's last name on it. And I'm thinking, I would have remembered if the Seahawks signed that name. I'm not going to say it because it's not a very popular name.
Okay.
And I look up and it's the chain I bought him, the freckle in the back of his neck, and the same haircut. And I start to panic. I'm not a good flyer.
Well, did you have were you and your ex-husband on decent terms at least?
Oh, no. Every time I see something about someone his age when the city he lives in, I think on the news, oh, is that him?
No. Okay. All right.
And my brother goes, where? I don't see blank anywhere, and starts saying his name really loud and obnoxiously over and over. And I want to just melt into the ground. So we get down the tarmac or get down the airway, whatever, the walkway thingy, and I'm standing there, and I'm just like, I do my Hail Mary cross to up above, and I do the reverse one to down below because I've obviously done something to up above or down below to make this man be on this plane with his new whatever on Valentine's Day morning.
Stinging. Oh, the sad piece.
Whose wedding were you flying to?
My cousin's.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not doing good. The lady behind me, she's like, I'm the same way, girl. I'm like, my ex-husband's on the plane. She's like, I'm so sorry. The flight attendant, bless his heart, gave me free booze the whole time down.
Nice.
Was it him?
Right? Yes, it was.
Oh, now, did he know that you were on the plane?
I'm assuming so, because as they were getting off the plane in Sacramento, the airline stewardess, not the steward, stopped them at my seat as they're leaving and says, I'm sorry you were uncomfortable for the first part of your journey. I hope the rest of your trip goes well.
She's saying that to the ex?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He saw your ass.
Dab him in the leg.
Look, I got to, like, it's not nearly the same thing. I didn't have a relationship with this person, but I did work with him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you work closely with certain people in your job, but some people are just, they can be a little bit much and they can be annoying.
Yep.
It's his hair
and,
lip.
Yeah. And you had to redo a lot of what she did because she could never do anything right.
Right.
So it wasn't that she was a bad person. None of those things. It was just how
she annoyed you.
This is your job. You do this every day. How do you not know fundamentally how to get this job done, you know? So I get on a plane. I'm with a brand new girlfriend, just got divorced, finally getting laid again, the whole deal. We're going to the Dominican Republic. Get to the terminal, man. Sit down. I get this tap on my shoulder. Miles, hello. And I'm like, oh, no. I was like, where are you going, man? She's like, Dominican Republic. I'm like, you're going to the Dominican? So am I. She's like, oh, I think we're on the same flight. And I was like, oh, that's because I'm getting away from work, man. It's a vacation. It's a week. And I was like, she said, where are you staying? And she says, well, me too. And I was like, oh, my God. When are you coming back? I'm coming back next Saturday. Me too. What's your flight? Same freaking flight. Same airport. I am like in this hotel. Like I would turn the corner in the hallway just to look down the hallway and like sprint and then run and get to the corner and look
bonus again. Friend.
Yeah. And then of course you know where I'm going. I'm going to the bar downstairs in the lobby. And guess who's down there? Oh hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh no. You guys want to go to dinner tonight?
No.
No.
For a week.
No.
How many times did you have to interact with her during the week? Trying to be cool.
There's one pool. There's one beach. There's like the standard Italian restaurant and the other American fair or whatever they have.
So
there.
If you're at the pool, is she going to saddle up next to you?
Look,
if you're on the beach and she sees you, is she going to join
if
you?
If I wasn't at the pool, she would walk down to the beach where I was hiding underneath the tree.
Are you kidding?
No. She was there by herself. I was like, this is insane.
Hey, Miles.
I know. Even my ex-wife at the time, or my new girlfriend, soon-to-be ex-wife,
right.
I was saying, like, wow, she's kind of annoying. And I'm like, you think? God. I mean, you couldn't have picked a worse coworker. I mean, the worst one you've ever worked with in your life, but that one job, it's just like, oh, God.
And she's the one.
What is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.